Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your host, Erica L. Today's podcast is brought to you by Begin Editing. Begin Editing offers a complete range of video editing services. If you would like to discuss a custom project that you're working on today, go to www.beginediting.com, where you will see they have an array of services for weddings, for corporate projects, events, family reunions, real estate, you name it. They can provide any type of editing for any type of services that you're looking for. Again, go to www.beginediting.com. Hello, everyone. I have the pleasure of introducing to you all Dr. Evangelist Patricia Smith. She's coming today with a wonderful, wonderful word that she wants to share with us. And I am with great pleasure sitting with her today. And it brings me great pleasure to hear from her. She's going to get right into it. And I'm excited to interview and be with her today.
Well, praise the Lord. It truly is good to be here. And I would just like to thank you for inviting me to be here today.
You're welcome.
And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping and praying that something that we say that can be a blessing to someone out there, because God is such a good God.
Amen.
You know.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, praise God, I've been married for 47 years, going on 48 years. My husband's name is Dr. Walter E. Smith, and I also have 5 children and 10 grand and 1 getting ready to come. And I'm excited about that one, and I truly do enjoy my family. And we give God the glory and God the praise for all he has done in our life. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God.
So we're going to get right into it. Can you start off by telling us where you're located? In North Carolina?
Yes, I am in Fayetteville, North Carolina. My husband, Pastor Deepwater, Living Word Christian Church, 1713 Ramsey. And I'm also Dr. Evangelist Patricia Smith. And God has had us to have a ministry together and work together. And I know it's only by the grace of God that he had us to work together and doing what we are doing together, because it was amazing how we met, and it was amazing how we end up getting married so fast and so quickly. You know, a lot of time people think that because you get married so fast, you know, they think, hey, it ain't going to stay together. It's not going to last. In fact, I had one of my siblings that said it. But praise be to God, it has been 47 years, going on 48, and I give all the glory to God, you know, because God can do anything. But Thea, he's such a great God, and I tell you the truth, you know, we had good time, bad time, sweet time, bitter time, but God kept us through all of that.
And, amen.
And I know that God can keep anybody if we just put our focus on God and trust in God, because he can do anything but fear, you know, because this is scripture always that reminds me of Erica, that he says, is anything too hard for God? And we can find out that there's nothing too hard for God, and there's nothing that God can't do.
Right.
There's nothing God can't fix, and nothing God can't work out. You know, sometimes people say, I have friends that tell me, you know, because they prayed and spent time with God, they be separated for a year, but sometimes God let them find them way back
to
each
person,
other,
yes.
You know, and they bind up together, and their marriage is more sweeter than it was before, you know. And I can tell you that there has been things in my life and in my marriage, you know, because sometimes we go to the wrong people.
Right.
And we mostly need to go to God rather than going to man, because man doesn't always have the answer.
Right.
But, you know, it's amazing how God always have the answer for us.
Everything,
when
yes.
we go to God, he truly do answer us, you know. And I can tell you, as I was studying and reading up on Genesis, the 20th chapter, and I was studying about Sarah and Abimelech and Abraham and what happened, and how he was afraid to tell, you know, Abimelech that Sarah was his wife.
Right.
You know, he lied about it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but God ended up, he was going to punish, Abimelech for something that Abimelech, Abraham said he was that was his sister, which it was his half sister.
Right.
But Abimelech think, hey, that's your sister, so I'm gonna take her. You know. But God lets us know, and God give us dreams and stuff like that,
right,
to help us out. And because God gave Abimelech a dream and said, if you touch her, you're gonna die.
Right.
You know. And it's the same way. You know, I had occasion in my life, even with my husband, when we were going through different things in our life. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I said we have to pray about different situation that comes in our life. Don't run and tell your friend, tell God. You know, because I can remember this incident when me and my husband was together and he was a soldier, and how I went to Germany. And during the time that I think it was California, that we were there at Fort Irving, California at that time. And so a friend of mine never knew that he had went to a healing farewell.
Right.
And while he was at that healing farewell, this girl tried to, other woman tried to talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he gave him his phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And so lo and behold, who would have think her friend would end up becoming my best friend? You know, praise God. You
right.
know, God know how to work it out when you're a praying woman.
Right.
And God got a lot of women out there know can pray but don't know how to pray.
Right.
But when you learn how to pray, mm-hmm. God answers our prayer when we know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the incident went on, and so she told me her best friend had the same name I had.
Wow.
And when she had the same name I had, she also, me and her became very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so her best friend, she told us, said, look, my best friend was trying to get up with your husband. And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah. She said, girl, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it?
Right.
See, because that's how she the devil works.
Yeah, was.
Uh-huh. That's how the devil works. But God is bigger than any devil, you know.
Right.
And so God just led me. I pray about things and talk with God about it. And so anyway, the incident, she's that next day and for the next month, she kept saying, what you gonna do? What you gonna say? You know, because the devil always try to
right.
push up evil stuff, you know.
Right.
But I said, I'm waiting on God.
Right.
I'm waiting on God. Because, see, she had already told me what her best friend had did.
Right.
So when I went to my husband and I said to him, I said, what about, he was shining his boots, and I said, did so-and-so give you a number? And he said, yeah, my husband is the type of person that he ain't gonna lie.
Right.
And God can fix it where they don't lie.
Right.
You know, because God is such a great God, and he's such a powerful God.
Right.
That nobody is bigger than God, nobody greater than God. And so anyway, he said, he pulled out his back pocket.
Uh-huh.
I said, where's the number? He pulled it out. And he said, here. I said, well, what you going to do with it? He said, I was just trying to see what's, you know,
right.
what I was going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, did you figure that out? And he said, yeah. He gave me the phone number. And so anyway, after that, you know, the devil still wanted me to react ugly. And see, that's
right.
what the devil wants.
That's when certain reaction.
Yes, yes, that's what it is. Every time the enemy tries to do something,
mm-hmm.
the devil wants to see how you're going to react.
Right.
See, but if you wait on God and you pray and let God do it, he'll work that situation out for you.
Right.
See, because I cannot be mad for 47 years and have not gone through anything,
right.
you know. And this is one of the things that I went through. And so anyway, so me and the girl, she came back and she said, well, when are you going to get on her? When are you going to let her have it? When are you going to talk to her?
You don't have to let her have it.
Yeah,
let God let her have it.
That's right.
And then we deal with what's in your household.
That's right. But she just wanted to see me, you know, react like the devil wanted.
Right.
You know. So what I done was I waited a while, and then after I waited for a month, and then God said, one day she came, and it'd be amazing what happened in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we had invited this church, and she was a member of this church over.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we invite them to come, she was singing on the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was when she was singing on the choir, and as she was singing, I mean, she had finished singing, and everything was over. I said to her, and she was leaving, and I had the phone number with me,
mm-hmm.
and she came down out of the choir, and they was leaving, and I touched her on the shoulder, and I said, you know what? My husband doesn't need this anymore. I can take care of him
right.
from here on. And it put her into a state of shock because she didn't figure I would come off like that. Like most women, you want to fight
and
do wrong. But that's not how God wants us to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when you could do things like that,
mm-hmm.
you don't give the devil no victory.
Right.
But when you come off trying to hurt somebody or get back after somebody, but you, when you pray and you let God lead you and guide you and direct you, you have the right way of handling those situations, you know.
So what would you tell someone that's currently like going through maybe even a separation or even having issues with their husband right now? Because I know personally for me, I will be divorced in a few days, and I did not plan on being divorced again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I married someone that I knew pretty much all my life, but this particular, I've been married before earlier in life, but this particular marriage and divorce, unfortunately, has really done a number on me because I felt like this is what God had intended for me, that this was something that was supposed to work, but also God spoke to me and said, I can't keep two men together, I mean, man and woman together that doesn't have the same, you know, not saying we didn't have the same beliefs, but whatever he said, whatever I put together, let no man put under. And he made it clear to me that if it was meant for me to be with this person, that he would have made a way. And but sometimes I even question God. I'm like, okay, God, well, you can do this. I know you can do that. And he said, well, you got to remember who's taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it really bothers me because sometimes I feel like I could have done something more, or I didn't do enough, or I didn't pray enough, or I feel like I didn't pray for my husband enough or support him enough, or even when he wasn't doing right, maybe I wasn't doing the best either. You know, that's always a question in the back of my head.
Yeah, because it takes two people. But it takes, I think, when God gives us, and we began to pray
mm-hmm.
and ask God for direction and ask God for help. Because there's more than one situation that I have been through with my husband, but I know that what it took was a prayer to pray. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes what we like to do is just argue or just talk. And I always tell most women that God have taught me this. If he can't argue with a wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can't fight a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep just let him talk and you just keep quiet, sooner or later, there won't be an argument.
Right.
But this is how the enemy works. And we have to know that there's an enemy that tries their best to keep us in a divorce or separation. That's his job. But God wants husband and wife to be together. He wants them to love each other, to
right.
care about each other. But the enemy's job is to tear it apart. Like, for instance, I'll give you another example. One thing I learned, because God taught me that just be quiet, because he can't keep fighting or fussing to the wall.
Right.
So at one point, there was one point when he would be fussing at me or saying some stuff to me. And finally he would let me know, y'all, You know, and I said, yeah, you're right, you're right. And everything he was saying, I would say, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. Mm-hmm. And so he began to say, you're trying to be funny, huh? You're trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. But he got the message, you know, rather than arguing. I said, yeah, you're right, you're right. And hold the tongue, because the Bible talks about the tongue.
Right.
You know, so we have to be careful what we say with the tongue.
It's sharp like a knife.
Yes, sharp and just like a knife. And so the scripture it's unruly. Mm-hmm. And he tells us about the tongue and the importance of watching the tongue. And I think that would get a lot of marriage in trouble, is watching the tongue, because when you keep on fighting, it pushes you further and further away from each other, because you don't want to keep fighting with each other. So one just get solid and to find somebody that give them a little bit of affection. Mm-hmm. And when they find somebody to give them a little bit of affection, they go on to that little bit of affection that they're getting.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't take much for a woman to give a man a little bit of attention and affection. You give that man a little bit of attention and affection, you'll be surprised at what you can get from that man.
Right.
Okay. So a lot of times that my husband likes a lot of attention. He tells me, well, Pat, I want more of your time. And so I have to be able to sometimes to adjust my time to give him a little bit more time. Just like he asks. But it takes prayer. It really takes prayer. And you have to put God in the center of your life, because God is the one that's going to hold you together.
Right.
It'll be amazing, because he proposed to me 3 months after we dated.
Okay.
6 months after that, we were married.
And I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so 6 months, so you know it had to been God to hold it together, right?
Right.
It had to been God, and he held it together. But how I prayed. Because one thing I'm going to tell you that you should pray, God let him see nobody beautiful or attractive more than me. God let nobody, he can see nobody more beautiful and attractive than me. And so see, when you pray like that, what do you think God going to do? You're going to be like a jewel in his eye.
Right.
And then there's other things that I pray that God answered my prayer. You know, so, but marriage is a two-way thing. And I feel like women have to give much more than the male have to give.
We deal with so much. It seems like you have to take a lot, because I do hear, you know, even from my parents, I talk to them a lot too. And, it just seems like, to me, it's just like, you know, we're supposed to be submissive anyway. But one thing that comes up often is that I find in me, I've had many debates about this in regards to the man taking his rightful place. And I just hear that from a lot of women, say that they have to do a lot of things that even though they might be married, they're still like doing the things that a man should be doing, you know, taking care of certain things, you know, as far as being the head of the household. You hear a lot of women now saying that, you know, the husband's just there, but they're taking care of everything.
And
I don't think that's the right way things should be. That's not, you know.
No, because God has a work for the male, and then he has to work for the female.
Right.
And God tells us what we need to do. And a male more or less know what they're supposed to be, because they're actually supposed to be the breadwinner. And we're supposed to be the helpmate.
Right.
But a lot of time, a male want the female to take care of them, plus come home, take the care of the house, take care of the children, and he relax in his recliner or chair. Right. And that's not the way God meant for it to be.
Right.
And when you find a situation like that, it's time to pray.
Okay.
It's time to talk to God. And you'll be amazing to what God, all of a sudden you find that man, you said, whoa, he doing that? wow, he doing that? Mm-hmm. And you know that's the hand of the Almighty God. There ain't nothing in this world that God can't fix, God can't turn around, or God can't do. Mm-hmm. Because he God, he created that man.
Right.
Just like he created us, he created that man. And God know what to do. And God, if that man continued to treat you wrong or mistreat you, God will take him out. I have another incident that happened in Germany. When I was in Germany, this man, he was abusing his wife and and mistreating his wife. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, he went to hit her this particular time. Mm-hmm. He went to hit her. And God, and he, by the time he put his hand in the air to try to bring it down, God kept it in the middle of the air.
Wow.
He could not even bring his hand down to hit him. Mm-hmm. That's the power of God.
Right.
God can do anything. And that's the time to get out of the situation, because God does not meant for his children to be abused or physically abused or killed. God doesn't meant for that.
Right.
And then I had another incident that happened where I was also in Germany, where this lady, and she was going to church. She was coming to church. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. A lot happened in the church.
Church, yeah.
A lot happened in the church. Not that you expect it to be on the outside.
Right.
But
a lot goes on in the church.
Mm-hmm. Because the service was really high that Sunday. And this young lady, she moved in with this other lady's husband. Mm. She allowed him to move in with her. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, that Sunday, the spirit was so high. It was just so high that God touched her. And when God touched her, she took off and ran to the altar. And when she ran to the altar, she fell on her face. And she began to pray and said, please, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me for what I've done. Mm-hmm. Her, and the other woman was sitting in the choir, and she was singing in the choir, and she ran and she fell on her face before that woman and said, please forgive me. Please forgive me from taking your husband. Please forgive me.
Wow.
And went to her house and threw the man out. That's the power of God that we're talking about. We don't have the power of God in the church like we did years ago.
Right.
And when we was in the Germany, we had the power of God moving. And I think and praise God that in our service now, we have the power of God moving in the service. And there has been many marriages restored because of me and my husband. Because we share what we've been through. We don't allow people to think that we never been through anything.
Right. And that's what people want to hear, to be honest. The honest thing is, like you said, it's just as much, you know, stuff going on in the church than it is out in the street. And people think that, oh, because you're in the church, that, oh, nothing happens. That's not true.
No, no. You know, the statistics show that there's more divorces in the church.
Yes.
You know, than on the outside.
Yes.
And that's sad, you know. And there was an incident happened in a church. I'm not calling the church name, but it happened at a church right here, right there in Fayetteville, where two deacons and two people was on the board, and the other one ended up getting with that husband, and that one getting up with that wife. That was not a guy.
Right.
These are leaders, and we have to set that example as leaders, because God said, so marriage is not always easy.
No.
So I'm not going to sit up here and pretend to you that marriage is easy, because God said you're going to have your good time and you're going to have bad time. You know, and I'm not going to say that we never been through anything for our marriage to last for 47 years. This was at one point in my life. I could, well, more than one point, but this particular time that I was in Germany, and my husband had, I don't know, he made me angry with him. I mean, he made me angry with him. I said in my heart, I did not tell anybody, anybody except for one person. And I called my daughter, one of my daughters back in the state, and I said, you know what? I'm leaving your dad for sure this time. I am leaving. I am leaving your dad. And so she told the rest of her sibling. She said to all her, the rest of her siblings, Mama's serious this time, Mama's serious. And, but God is so amazing and God is so great. And I, like I said, I only told one of my girls, one. But you know, God knew what I was thinking because we was getting ready to do a conference. But God knew what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And I had all intentions of that time that I'm going to leave.
Right.
And that night, my husband got into bed with me. And he said to me, Pat, I love you. Teach me how to really love. Just teach me. He kept telling me that over and over and over right. and over again. And I said, I knew that was the Spirit of God. I had not a doubt in my mind that that was God.
Amen.
He is such a good God.
Yes, he is
such a good God.
And so that right there, that was what changed your mind?
That's what changed my mind. And that's what we've been on together. Because God, when God put two people together, He going to keep us together. Because He's God all by Himself.
Yes,
all we
he
have
is.
To do is trust Him and believe Him. And go to Him first. Don't go to a friend. Go to God. Go to God. And when you go to God, He'll answer your prayer. He's a good God. He's a real good God. Mm-hmm. And He won't fail you. And He definitely won't let you down.
Yes, He won't.
So
that's the thing with me. I'm like, okay, God, if it was intended for me to be married, why would you have me to go through all of this and do this and put my children at risk? And because it just doesn't affect me. It affects me and everybody around me, the whole family dynamics, everything. And, you know, I feel guilty that maybe, like I said, it was something that I could have done differently. But, you know, I have to move forward. And I ask God for forgiveness of whatever I've done on my part. Prayer has not ever stopped, never ceased.
Praise God.
So it's not like, you know, I'm an angry, bitter person. I just continue to move forward.
That's good. And you made, you know, you didn't get along. But I think we as adult and pastors and teachers, we need to do more about teaching the young people. And not only teaching them, being for real, being real, not pretending that we didn't go through nothing or your marriage don't go through nothing. Everything perfect, everything humpty dumpty.
Right.
We need to be real with the people, and we, especially the young people, to tell them what we go through, to tell them, even to tell them, you know, I wasn't saved about my life, you know, how God changed my life. Be real with the people. Stop being so phony.
Right.
God doesn't want us to be phony. God doesn't want us to be pretenders. God wants us to be real in everything that we do. Because God sees it anyway.
Right, right.
You know, so I tell you this. No marriage is an easy task. But you work at it. Just as you work at growing in Christ. Just as you work at taking care of your kids, just as you go on a job and work hard at it, it's the same way with marriage. It's a hard working job to work toward having a good marriage. It's you work together toward that. Honey, sit down and talk and say, let's see what we can do about this situation. Let's pray about this. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. But rather than that, not arguing and fighting and fussing. One can't get the other word in before the other one tried to get the other word in. But being
Do you think premarital counseling and then having, like you said, guidance all throughout the marriage is good? Because I'm pretty sure, like, during the times that you probably, like you said, instead of seeking out your friends, you know, maybe seeking out your pastor or talking to a counselor that somebody that's neutral, that would be able to be supportive in the process. Not that the person is encouraging you to separate, but just giving you, like you said, encouraging words, praying with you that, you know, your marriage, you know, gets better and things of that nature. Is that something that's, you know, that's most of the time, that's the advice. When people ask me what could I have done differently, I definitely feel like us going to counseling more should have been something that we should have done. I think that would have been more helpful for both of us, not just me.
Right. And that's the important. It's go as a couple, not just you or not just him. Mm-hmm. If you're seeking counsel, both of y'all go. And both of y'all can sit there, because that person is all they're going to do is listen to what y'all are saying. Mm-hmm. Almost like a referee, you know, to see so y'all can get, because the important thing is communication.
Right.
There's being able to communicate, and most of the time it's always over sex or money.
Right.
Those two items, the devil used to the max, sex and money, you know. But God, if you just remember.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, because that's what's fight over the most. But if we just take the time to realize that if he wants $10 or $20 or $100, say, God can give me double that. Or God can give me triple that. And that's how you look at it. And you'll be amazed. And sometimes I think about it. And my one of my granddaughters said, Grandma, everybody don't have no money, but you have a pocket full of money. and I listened to what she said, but I said, you know, I get less than anybody in the family, but I have more than anybody in the family. And I meant that by saying, God always supply my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, because if somebody wants something, I give it to them, and then I pray and ask God, and God will send somebody by to bless you.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of God he is. Nobody can outgive God or do God when we obedient to his word. That's why he said, when you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Right.
Because he's such a great God and he wanna bless us.
Right.
He wanna supply. He said, I supply your need according to my riches in glory through Christ Jesus. God doesn't want us struggling. Mm-hmm. God doesn't want us barely getting by. That's not the God that we serve. We serve a powerful and a great God that can do anything. But we got to believe, we got to trust him, we got to go to him. Because you know, out of a lot of women that I've talked to, do you know who take their husband? Their very best friend.
Wow.
One lady I spoke with.
Because they know everything.
They know everything.
They know the weakness.
That's right. And a woman getting to share everything there with another woman. And before you know it, they're in their bed. God doesn't meant for you to tell other women, single women, or no women, all your private business.
Right.
That's between you and your mate.
Right.
Not everybody else. I can name so many people that have came to me and have told me it was their best friend that have taken their husband, you know, or caused their separation, or caused their divorces, you know. So we have to make ourselves aware of the enemy. Ask God for wisdom.
Right.
And God will give us wisdom. He tells us if we ask, he'll give it to us.
Right.
And so we have to believe that he'll do it. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He's a great God.
So with women, a lot of times I know, not just with women, but with men, I know that they have a point in time in their lives where they are seeking God for guidance, because a lot of times men don't know how to be men.
Right.
And they looking for you as the woman to help them with guidance. How can you, you know, I don't see, I guess this is another thing. I don't see where I, as a woman, can help a man be the man that he's called to be other than through prayer. Okay. That's it.
Another way is, men love to be put on a pedestal. Men love to be put on, and men love to be complimented. They don't like to be tear down.
Right.
If you build them up, they want to be like this big, great Hercules. You know what I mean? That's what they want to be. You know, they want to be your Superman. They want to be, but when they are tear down, it tear down their, you know,
self-esteem.
Yeah. So when you tell them, hey, you're my big guy, you're my man, you know, you're my this, you know, you take care of me, and speak life to them.
Right.
The more you tell them how big and great they are, the more they're going to want to do for you.
Right.
But the more you tear them down and say, you don't do this or you don't do that, then the less they're going to want to do for you. Mm-hmm. But when you build them up and keep building them up, to tell them, hey, hon, what can I do for you today?
Right.
Did my big man work hard today? Mm-hmm. You know, you'll find him wanting to do more in the house mm-hmm. with the children mm-hmm. or whatever, because he liked being built up, feeling like he's that big guy,
right.
feeling like he can do anything,
right.
you know. And the most time, if you look at it, he's looking at what you gonna say about him because mm-hmm. you're the closest thing to him.
Right.
So he want to hear you say.
And not nobody else.
And not nobody else. So when you find, when he find one of these old chickaboo out there
uh-huh.
and they're trying to impress him,
uh-huh.
and oh man, you're this, you're that, you're fine, you're uh-huh. this, then that can pull them in that direction.
Uh-huh.
But if you tell them how good they are and what a great man they are, even sometime that they may not be doing that.
Right.
But they'll start doing it.
Right. Because you're just trying to reinforce.
Right.
You're
build
trying
up
to
their
build
self-esteem.
That so they can do it. Because sometimes, like you said, they ain't doing it.
Right. Uh-huh. But you can, and you keep speaking it long enough, they keep hearing it. Most of the time, if I say to my husband something, and I tell him how great or how wonderful he is, I mean, I can see the difference.
Mm.
I can see the difference. Rather than saying negativity,
right.
I speak life and I get more.
Right.
I get less if I speak negative.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes I might not even say anything.
I know for me, it was just during the hard times, it instead of building me up, it tore me down. Like, physically,
mm-hmm.
mentally,
mm-hmm.
emotionally, the more I tried to build him up, the more I felt torn down. Financially, I mean, everything went topsy-turvy. Like, it was, and I think that's what, because all the while, even before we even got married, I've always been encouraging to him, regardless of what, because we've always been friends.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in that position where I felt like maybe we both should have been growing, I was just being torn down
mm-hmm.
to the point where it did affect me physically in so many different ways
mm-hmm.
as far as my health and everything.
Right. And what you should have done, like a lot of other people that I know
mm-hmm.
in Fayetteville, and I think in prayers, because I encourage them to seek counseling.
Right.
Somebody that's going to mentor them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's going to tell them the truth
right.
and how to work at. You know, I always tell somebody, you know, the best person to reach a drug addict is one that has been rehabilitated.
Right.
Because they know
what
that person
go through.
They know all the situation about that person. So they can help pull that person
through,
back
yeah.
on their foot, you know, and mentor that person. And in every situation, God allowed us to go through different things in our life to help other people
right.
To get to where they want to go.
Right.
But so many people, when they go through things, they don't want to share with other people. They
right.
let them know, yeah, I'm human.
Right.
I'm
yeah,
human.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Some people have a problem with me sharing certain things about my life, but I think that through my pain, God has saved me. It's so many times where I could have done something else, but he saved me and giving me a word, or brought some, even, you know, somebody just dropping off something, pamphlet, or just anything. He always give me a sign and say, okay, you got to remember, Erica, that I'm here for you. I never leave you. I never forsake you. You know, regardless of what, I'm going to, like you said, supply your needs
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your family. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's been a constant reminder for me. Sometimes at my lowest point, I find that's when I really, really am the closest to God, that I really hear his voice so clear.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get scared because I'm like, Lord, that's you talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because he reveals so much to you.
Yeah.
You know, even about people and things, like you said,
mm-hmm.
dreams, sometimes I've gotten up and I've woken up out of my dream, you mm-hmm. know, because it's just so real, mm-hmm. you know, to me. And you know, sometimes like, please don't, you know, having a discerning spirit about people and things.
Right.
So.
And that's your testimony. When we go through things in life, those are our testimony mm-hmm. that we can, or God can bring us through different situations and different things that we go through in life that God will bring us through. Mm-hmm. See, because we don't, I mean, we learn how to depend on God and not ourselves. It's not as stressful and as bad when we give it to God mm-hmm. and to lean and depend on God mm-hmm. and not on ourselves. So many times we want to depend on man, people that we can see with the natural eye.
Right.
Or we want to try to depend on ourselves or our parent. But if, when we start depending and leaning on God, God going to bring us not just closer to us. And we can learn that what we went through is a testimony.
Right.
To tell somebody else, that's what the word of God is. These are testimony that different ones went through that
right.
encourage us to let us know if God do it for them, God will do it for us.
Right.
And so he's the same God. I love when God told, is anything too hard for God? Can God? Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. He can do anything.
And if he do it for you, he'll do it for me.
Yes, he
will.
Anybody else. Yes, he will. Because he's just that kind of God.
Amen.
And he will answer prayer. He will answer prayer. All we have to do is just keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said again, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to have the faith in God to do it for you. Because Satan gonna come and say, oh no, he ain't did it. Oh no, just I've known people who husbands have left them and they could not stay away. They had to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the marriage was so much better and
mm-hmm.
sweeter. Because God, all we got to do is trust God. And
right.
believe the devil is say, he said, I came to rob, steal and to destroy.
Right.
But God said, I came that you have life and life more abundantly. So he wants us to have that abundant life.
Right. And not while when once we pass away, but while we're living.
Yeah, he wants while we're living.
Have
yes.
abundant life.
Well, we're going to get abundant life when
yes.
we go. But we
want
here on earth. That's why he said, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
Because he wants us to have a prosperous life here on this earth also.
Because right.
he is such a great. And God, just think about how much you love your children.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us so much more.
Yeah.
He said, we are bad parents, want to give our children good gift. He said, how much more the Heavenly Father want to give us good gift.
Right.
That's the God that we serve.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
A good God.
Amen.
He's a good God. So, praise God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for sharing with us today, and I would love for you to come back and maybe even possibly you and your husband come and talk to our listeners to just share with them how you all are gotten past, because the past is the past.
Right.
And we have to keep it in the past.
Right, right.
And then look at the person from present to future.
Okay.
And I think that's why people, like you said, you know, end up, you know, not doing well. Even when they go into future relationships, they take the past with them because
right.
now they're judging the other person of how they should, that person should have been in the past or whatever. They take the junk, and it's, you got to leave that junk behind.
That's
because
right.
it happened in the past.
That's right.
So
that,
y'all are living the best
right.
life right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You
that,
know,
you know, that's what I tell people. You can't go forward if you're looking backwards.
Right.
You can't keep going to get where God want to take you to. Can you see where you're going if you keep looking backwards?
Right. You can't see.
You can't see where you're going. But if you keep your head forward
mm-hmm.
and don't look back,
right.
then you see where you're going. And so the only time you look back is to be that testimony to help somebody else
mm-hmm.
that God can bless to get where you're going.
Right.
That's the only time you look back, being a testimony of where he brought you from.
Because you want to pull that person forward.
Right. You want to pull them forward. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. But I heard a pastor say today, he said, someone said, I got the best pastor in the whole world. And I said to myself, oh, no, you don't. I have the best pastor in the whole world. See, because I look, that person was looking at their pastor. But to me, my husband, he's the best pastor in the whole world.
Right.
Because he's my pastor.
Right.
You know, so when she said that, I thought about him. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, he's mm-hmm. my pastor.
That's
he's
right.
the best pastor to me in the whole world. You know, so I think and I praise God. But our church is located in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1713 Ramsey Street.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Pastor Dr. Walter E. Smith. And our phone number is 910-483-1963. I'll say that again. It's 910-483-1916.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll actually put that in once we finish up. You guys can look at the description. You'll have her information here. You'll have their information. Again, that's Deepwater Living Word Christian Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's 1713 Ramsey Street. And again, that telephone number is 910-483-1916. Also, you can reach them at 910-584-0153. Again, I thank you so much for having being with us again, Dr. Evangelist Patricia Smith. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank
and I
you.
Really appreciate you being
thank
here with us on Brown Girl Table Talk. And we look
you.
Forward to having you again.
Thank you. And
you promise you come back again.
Yes.
promise.
Thank you. Praise
right.
God. And
praise
God bless you.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm
and
glad.
I love you.
Thank
okay.
you. Love you too.
Hello there. If you want to join Brown Girls Table Talk, go to my mommy's website.
Mommy's website is bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, that's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Bye.
Brown Girl Table Talk is not intended to replace any mental health service of any kind. If you're looking for assistance, we can point you in the right direction. Take care.